The news that discount chain Benny's is closing and the departure of drug maker Alexion sparked a round of hand-wringing last week in the Ocean State. The two firms had little in common, but when word dribbled out, the departures became a political football with Republican State Chairman Brandon Bell blaming Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo and her administration. Bell hammered Raimondo for spending state money to lure companies from outside Rhode Island while failing to forge a better business and tax climate for firms that already call the Ocean State home. Benny's was a beloved local institution, but the company's closing is more about changes in the retailing landscape, competition from such big box national retailers as Walmart with national advertising reach, and customer affinity for buying everything from books to baseballs online. Which brings us to Amazon, the giant internet retailer seeking a new headquarters to complement its Seattle installation. Amazon plans a $5 billion second headquarters in North America that will employ over 50,000 people at well-paying jobs. From Toronto to Austin and everywhere in between, politicians are salivating over the prospects of luring this company. Amazon has established a list of requirements, which include good public schools, an international airport, good public transportation, and a cluster of colleges and universities. All that and the expectation that states and cities will kick in incentives to attract the company. It's beyond unfair that wealthy companies pit states against each other in these spending competitions. There isn't a way for the Ocean State to match what Massachusetts or New York can offer. The old Boston political adjective, if you can't beat them, join them, should apply here. It's long past time for Rhode Island to partner with Massachusetts in pitches for large projects. Amazon ought to be Exhibit A. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says he's laser-focused on trying to land Amazon. It's encouraging that Raimondo's team is considering linking up with Boston in making an Amazon pitch, according to sources close to the governor. Providence has decent train service to Boston, and it should be upgraded. Rhode Island has many fine colleges that draw students from around the world. Rhode Island politicians ought to end the parochial thinking that's long held the state back. There was a time when Providence Mayor Joe Paolino put up billboards in Boston encouraging companies to move to Providence in the 1980s. Later, Mayor David Cicilline spoke about competing for business with Boston. That didn't work either. Boston's a world-class city, one of the few places on the planet where new ideas are conceived. Let's acknowledge that. The cost of doing business are cheaper in Rhode Island, particularly housing and office rentals. Sales and income tax rates are pretty close, while corporate taxes are less in the Ocean State than in Massachusetts. Both Boston and Providence have the educational and cultural assets that smart young people demand. From the governor on down, Rhode Islanders need to shed such outdated notions as the often heard complaint that the educated young have to move to Boston to get jobs. So what? Rhode Island was founded in the 17th century because of religious dissenters who couldn't abide the theocrats who led Massachusetts. It's way past time that competition between the two states is relegated to where it belongs, to the spirited college sports landscape that pits Providence College against Boston College and Boston University and the University of Rhode Island against the University of Massachusetts.